Roland Muller is the marketing manager at the development at Development Promotions, and joins me now to discuss the Wanderlust Wednesday. Sorry, it's a tour operator for Development Promotions, and he joins me now to discuss Wanderlust Wednesday. Obviously, as you've known over the last few weeks, it's been quite complex for us to actually fashion a conversation out of Wanderlust Wednesday that isn't just conjecture and fantasy. We've spoken a bit about going on safari digitally. We've spoken about the experiences that you can take on through the Airbnb website and the like around the world, whether it is cooking with a person and the music that you can play with other artists. And then now we're actually starting to find ourselves moving back into the physical realm. As it turns out, cruise liners were pretty much the poster child of death at the start of COVID-19. From Diamond Princess, where we spoke to a guest very early on in the pandemic from that actual boat, all the way to other ships that have kind of either been pushed away from coastlines in the United States, accepted in the likes of Cuba, and caused controversy on the coastline of Durban. And yet, they seem ready to get back out on the water. Roland joins me to help me understand how that is. Roland, welcome to Breakfast with Rufilwe. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Rufilwe. I'm doing well. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Of course, very exciting. Of course, nobody can hold any industry down forever or indefinitely. But very exciting and surprising to see the cruise industry being the one that comes up first. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so we're getting quite a few different, not different, but different timelines of dates of when cruise ships will be returning to the water. We're seeing some brands returning to the water from the beginning of June or mid-June to right up until the start of August. The situation changes on a weekly basis, and it will be dependent on when countries' borders open up and flights start flying back to these countries. You're seeing some brands even have really gone all out, and they've suspended their whole seasons. Like, for instance, Holland America Line, they've cancelled their whole season for Europe, for Alaska and New England. So they won't be in those waters for the rest of the year.
Okay. Mm. And so the kind that we're seeing, I mean, we've got August bookings going up 200% from August for August 2020 versus 2019 in some areas. Is this cruises that are a little bit more close to home?
I can't unfortunately comment on cruises closer to home. We represent international brands.
Sorry,
for the South African market, though.
Roland, what I mean is, are they the ones that are close to the coastline from which they're booking, as opposed to going distances? So is it Miami and around as opposed to going across to Australia?
Yes. It would be the cruise line, the cruises in a specific area.
Okay.
That's our biggest, obviously the most popular cruises that do a 7-day itinerary from specific ports and return,
which is cool, of course, because then they're operating within the waters that are related to their own legal jurisdiction without having to wait too much for the lifting. So that's interesting. My interest in this actually was that perhaps because, you know, cruises take place in open water that is in many parts of them uncontested by sovereignty, that maybe that's where they had the freedom, but no, you're right to stay home. Now, how soon is it that we can know how dangerous or safe it could be for us to head out? Will there be some kind of protocols in place for what to go through before you get on board?
There will definitely be. Cruise lines in general have always been putting stringent measures in place and then big sanitary protocols. So it's nothing really new for these cruise lines. I mean, at every corner that you walk on a ship, there's a hand sanitizer and a hand washing station and things like that. But these things will have to be ramped up. And some cruise lines are actually looking to people outside of the tourism industry, looking to medical professionals and bodies to actually just see what type of procedures they need to be putting in place to ensure the safety of their passengers going forward. Yeah.
Well, that's very exciting. And talk to us about the demographics that you're seeing here. Who's actually booking for this?
At the moment, it's more the clients that have been affected by cruises that are cancelled or moved. So it's a variety. I can't really say that there's a specific age or demographic.
Mm.
It's the clients that have booked previously that are now affected by cancelled cruises. Yeah.
Okay, because
And we're seeing these cruises being moved to anything from December this year to more next year. So I think the biggest uptake will be mostly next year. I don't think there's going to be a lot of people cruising this year just because of the uncertainty that's in the market at the moment.
And should there be, might there be any further postponements? I suppose if they're already locked in as customers, it's possible, yeah?
Yeah, it is possible. Initial postponements were started from March, and which were then extended. So like I say, it'll all be dependent of when flights will be resuming to different countries and when people or when countries will be opening up their borders. We do see that, or we do think that smaller ships, the likes of like a yacht cruising company, they would be able to return to the water quicker because they can visit more smaller ports.
Quite right.
And it's not that crowded on board. So I think those would be the first ones that'll be returning and where you'll see a bigger uptake first before you see the huge cruise liners being booked again.
Oh, that's fabulous news for me.
Yeah.
Roland,
yeah.
Thank you so much. For those of us with itchy feet who've been sitting and getting cabin fever, this is wonderful news. Roland is the marketing manager for Development Promotions, a tour operator focusing on this cruise industry in the international waters. Thanks so much for joining us today on
Wanderlust
Wednesday. Indeed.